it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another game felt like from the outset that it was all Packers. Had a chance to cover later on in that one, but I don't know that it really ever felt that we had much of a chance there if you were on Washington getting 3.5 points. Welcome on in. It is a Football Friday. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. We've got Friday Feels in 20 minutes from now. We'll go over some other college plays, big sports betting news on the college front that may have slipped under the radar yesterday. A lot of topics like this are going to kind of go under the radar because as you're getting geared up for the weekend with football, everybody's talking NFL, you got Thursday night football, college football going. Some of these stories kind of skate by and it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. We'll get to that coming up. It involves sports betting. Some of the big matchups of the weekend, the ones that we have strong opinions on, we'll cover them all. We'll break down games. We'll do it during 2 minute drill. Kelly in Vegas in her usual Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern spot, where their favorite college football plays of the weekend. All right, let's just keep moving them. Keep on dropping them. Packers Super Bowl, love MVP, Packers favorite to win the NFC. Like, it's immediate. Nobody's waiting. Nobody's waiting for a month to see what happens with Parsons and company. Oh, you got Jaden Reed going down for a while? We don't care. They're the best team. Apparently, we've had some laughs over it this week. They looked impressive again against an NFC contender, but the Packers didn't give you really any reason to doubt them last night.
They could not run the ball. And by they, I mean the Washington Commanders. How about 19 carries for 51 yards? That's 2.7 yards per pop. You are not going to win many football games when you cannot run. And look, I came out on Wednesday. We did our power ratings. I said the number one overreaction was that the Green Bay Packers defense was elite. I was making fun of anybody who even thought that it was elite. Maybe I'm wrong. We have another data point. It's only two games, but holy cow. I didn't realize that they were this good on defense. So I will wear that one. I also thought Jaden Daniels was very bleh in the game. So what's the truth? Is Jaden Daniels as great as he was last year, or is he starting to show signs that you can figure him out? I don't know. I don't know that answer. But even though Green Bay was just dominating them in the yardage category, I mean, there was a point in that game where the Packers had, you know, 400 yards and the Commanders had like 150. And you look up and you're like, well, if they get the score here and they get the ball back, they might be able to cover. That was vintage NFL with Roger Goodell. One team is clearly dominating on the stat sheet, but the other team is doing just enough to hang around and potentially cover. And what do you know? Commanders get the ball down 9 with like a minute 30 left to go, and there's a chance that they could somehow cover that game. It didn't make sense, but that's how it happened.
Most of what we're going off at this point in the season is on last year. Because if you reference week one too much or one and two, it's going to be a small sample size theater, and we understand that. So that's really what we're going on. Even though there have been a lot of changes, and we know in this league it's a worst to first to worst league, and teams go into the playoffs, teams are bounced out that were in it last year. We don't know what's going to happen with the opponents that they've played so far. But you look at the opening part of this schedule for Green Bay, like, man. We're going to find out about them. They've got Detroit. They've got this team. I know they're going through changes, but look at the talent. They're probably going to overcome it. Look at this offense. Shut them down completely. Jaden Daniels and that offense. Sure, there are factors of luck that were involved last year. We don't know what they're going to be this year, but last year they were phenomenal. So you take out the Lions, and now you take out the Commanders. And here come the Browns. So we're going to hear after three games, likely, this is a top-notch defense. It's hard to criticize anything. And I understand the move. I would not be part of it, but I understand the move. If you pull up the BetMGM Super Bowl odds this morning, it is Bills plus 550 because, of course, they win that tilt last Sunday night against the Ravens. The Ravens are plus 600. So let's put those two teams at the very top. Now, it differs from book to book, 50 cents here, 50 cents there. But they've got Bills, Ravens right there. After the Ravens, they've got the Packers to win the Super Bowl at plus 650. 550, 600, 650 Green Bay, plus 700 Philadelphia. And that's when you have a separation. That separation being the Chiefs are 12-1. Is the top four right? Is that order right?
I don't know. I have no idea what to think. But the math is very telling that the Packers now have shorter odds than the Eagles. And the Packers are favored to win the NFC Championship. And your Super Bowl favorite in terms of matchup, like pick the finalists, your favorite right now is Buffalo Green Bay. That's where we're at. That has the shortest math. 14-1, Buffalo Green Bay Super Bowl finalists. All right. You mentioned the schedule, too. The next four games, at Cleveland, which you should win, at Dallas, which you should win, then the bye week, then you're home against the Bengals, at the Cardinals. They flashed that on the screen last night as Green Bay was up two scores, and I'm thinking, here we go, 5-1, maybe 6-0 out of the gate. I mean, not to get too ridiculous, but that's a schedule where you're going to be favored. You're definitely favored at Cleveland. You're favored at Dallas. You're favored at home against Cincinnati. And you're favored at Arizona. So that's where I go. I don't want to sit here and say the Packers are winning the Super Bowl, though. But we had Nate Collins on last week, and one half of his Super Bowl prediction, the other half was the Patriots. The main part, the ribeye to the potatoes and the veggies, was Green Bay is winning the Super Bowl. He also said Packers between 7-12. That was his margin of victory last night. So he checked that box and he came on the show and said, he did. He said, my favorite bet is Packers between 7-12.
He did.
Cha-ching! Because they win by 9. He said, Packers win the Super Bowl. And maybe we should have listened.
Good thing we didn't rip on him for the 7-12. Maybe it's because we were running out of time in the segment. But I know both of us are like, come on, dude. Really? We're doing that band? He nailed it. That was a good call. Good call out of him. All right. We mentioned how Jordan Love, after the first game, goes from 20-1 to 12-1 for the MVP. Okay, let's pull up the odds this morning. And Jordan Love's the third name. I mentioned yesterday Jaden Daniels was the third name according to the market. That flipped. Now the spot that Love was in, you've got Jaden Daniels going down to, and now they're saying Jordan Love is a third favorite. He's plus 850 over at BetMGM. You've got Josh Allen plus 300, Lamar plus 400, Jordan Love plus 850. Behind him, Burrow, Mahomes, then we get to Jaden Daniels. They're saying that Jordan Love, top three quarterback in the league. I get it. It looks like, as you just went over with that schedule, this team is probably going to have an excellent record, and the quarterback of the team is going to get a lot of credit.
The Packers were so good on defense that Dan Quinn didn't know what to do on fourth and short. There were a couple times in that game, fourth and four, fourth and five. Dan Quinn deprogrammed. I think he was just shook. And that crowd was electric. Man, Micah Parsons just all over the field. All over the field. Can we talk about the room? Because I'd like to talk about the room. Most bet props last night at BetMGM. The number one prop got home. Jaden Daniels' pass completion's over. The other four props all lost. All lost. 1-4. Yet again.
Were they close? Do they have a chance?
Not really. No. Not really. Okay. Jaden Daniels passing yards over. He had 200. The room needed 227. Jaden Reed got knocked out of the game early. He had over 37 and a half yards. He did have a touchdown pass wiped out, though, which kind of sucked if you had the over there. So he catches the touchdown pass. It gets wiped out from a penalty, and then he gets hurt. So that was, I don't want to say bad beat, but that was an unfortunate series of events if you had the over on Jaden Reed's receiving yards. Kroski Merritt, 37 and a half rushing yards. He had four carries for 17. And then the other room play was Deebo Samuel, over 4.5 rushing yards. He did not have a single rush.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, we should just do that. Just fade it. Just fade it.
Three-hour show. We just fade the room the whole time.
I see why people just listen to Lightning Bets. Because a lot of times we mention the room there, and we're like, hey, just a reminder. Here you go. You mentioned Parsons there. Played more snaps. He's played a lot of snaps in a matter of just days now with that quick turnaround. Incredible impact out of him. Like, you see the difference. This is not a surprise to anyone that's been watching any semblance of football, but it is worth noting that they had a decent pass rush before, and people are taking a look at and saying this is the over the top move. Whether or not you believe in Jordan Love and his consistency and all that, whether or not you think that they have enough receivers. By the way, when we look at the history of the NFL, how often are receivers winning Super Bowls? It's about the trenches, and they are at another level with Micah Parsons, and he's just getting started. It was a limited snap count in his first game, and he was making an impact. He played much more last night, and they were highlighting it on TV, and they should have. Jaden Daniels had a rough time. How's it going to go for Joe Flacco next week?
Probably not good. He had half sack last night. I thought he could have had two or three. So how did they grade that? Because you needed to have a sack, right? Like, if you get a half sack, it doesn't – like, if you bet Micah Parsons to get a sack and he has a half sack, that doesn't get you home, correct?
There is one sports book that takes sack props that lines it at a quarter. So that would be a winner for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
the
right.
The green book does a quarter. The blue book does a half. Yeah.
So you would have pushed on the half, and then if you needed him to just record one sack, you're a loser. He should have had at least two. I counted at least two that he should have had. And there was one where Jaden Daniels, Parsons is just bearing down on him, and Jaden Daniels somehow wiggles out of it and scampers forward, so it wasn't a sack. It should have been a sack. He was all over the field. And it's not like his snap count was insanely high. I mean, there were several third downs when he wasn't out there. So they're just easing him along, conserving energy, whatever it is. Obviously, he's got the back issue, but that's a mean team. And how about another under, Joe? We have now had 17 NFL games this season. The under is 13-4. 13-4.
Man, it's with last night, everything that we do, yes, another under hits. It's hard to just get away from. Everything is coming up Packers, and it's early, and we just started week number two. We understand that. Micah Parsons dropped in DPOY, too. There's another reaction. He's plus 450 as your favorite. A little bit of separation between Parsons and Garrett. Here are the numbers on Parsons last night. You're right, a half a sack. However, he generated a team-high 8 pressures on that half sack. So six of those pressures from Next Gen Stats, they have those coming in the second half. That makes a lot of sense. Pin your ears back. He was firing on all cylinders. So they're going to be tough to beat, man. That's kind of where the conversation starts. Stinks for Jaden Reed. 6 to 8 weeks, they're saying, with a broken collarbone. So that hurts the receivers on the outside. Packers will probably be just fine.
Yeah. I don't know how Tucker the dog fared last night. I would love an update there. I can tell you Tucker Kraft dominated. All this talk about the Packers, who's the wide receiver one, who's their best wideout. Maybe their best pass catcher is Tucker Kraft, who had six catches for 124 yards and a touchdown, by the way. Mm-hmm. He looked like prime George Kittle, prime Travis Kelce last night. He was everywhere. Even had a 57-yard catch and run. He was outstanding last night for Jordan Love.
Yep. College front, the college card gets going with NC State winning by 10 over Wake. NC State covers. They were favored by just over a touchdown. That was a 7.5-point number. And early in the week, one of the biggest movers that we noticed was the total dipping down. And we go over 58 points. I believe this one closed 52 in the hook. So you had some sharp money on the under in this game. It goes over as there was a fire in a food truck during that game last night. I don't know if you saw that one.
I did not, but I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, you got to check out the video during the break. All right, Friday feels. It is a football Friday. We've got a lot of thoughts on NFL, college football action. We get to that on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.